Welcome to the Leap to Lead podcast. I'm Emily Rogers and I am your host. I'm here to support you to take the leap and lead your life where you want to be. Are you ready to take that leap? Let's get in and hear today's episode.
Welcome to this episode, How to Master Your Happiness. Do you know what is much harder than it should be? Actually feeling alive and getting enjoyment from life. Why would feeling alive and getting enjoyment from life be so hard? Firstly, because we're constantly doing stuff. Well, we're scrolling. We're spending far too much time on our devices. And as we all know, our devices can't make us feel alive, nor can they support us to get enjoyment from life. In addition, we're not actually living. We keep ourselves busy, and at this time of the year, really busy, but at the same time, we're also languishing inside. Our spirit is not feeling alive. So what can you do about it? Well, one thing is to master your happiness. As parents, we often think happiness is for our kids. In fact, we prioritize it for them. But we don't think about it for ourselves. So before we talk about how to master your happiness, there's also one thing I want you to think about that is overlooked by most people. You may think you're happy and having fun, but that's because we attach the words fun or happy to everything leisure that we do. And let's be honest, happiness is not an activity. It's a feeling. It's a state of being. I want you to take a moment now. Close your eyes if you're not driving. If you're driving, keep your eyes open. But I want you to take a moment now and I want you to reflect on your own memories of being happy. Take a moment. What are your memories of being happy? What's popping up for you? I'm willing to bet that the things in your mind right now, they're not light moments. They're joyful, treasured memories. And that's because happiness is a feeling. It's not an activity. And if you're truly happy, you're illuminated from within. Here's a secret. True happiness is the secret to a healthier life. I found a great model that illustrates how you can have more happiness. So I want you to get a little bit visual with me now. Picture three circles overlapping with a common space in the middle. So three circles overlapping. The first circle represents playfulness. What is playfulness? It's having a light-hearted attitude. Playfulness is not wanting perfectionism. When we're playful, we let our guard down and we're truly free. So if you're picturing my model, there's a three circles. The first area is playfulness. The second area, the second circle, is connection. Connection means having shared experiences. You can be alone and you can have connection with yourself or with your surroundings, but often we find our happiness comes when we're with others. And this is also the case for introverts. So you're picturing my circles. The first one is playfulness. The second one is connection. The third circle is flow. Flow happens when you're so engaged, when you're so focused that you're completely losing yourself in whatever you're doing. In fact, you probably lose track of time. So if you've got those three circles, playfulness, connection and flow, and they're overlapping, there's a space in the middle. And that is where the magic happens. When you experience playfulness, connection and flow at the same time, that's that space in the middle where you experience true happiness. So why is happiness important? It's important because it's energizing. When you're happy, you literally glow with energy and warmth. Happiness can make us present. In fact, the fact that happiness happens in the magic space and it includes the state of flow, it means that you are present. You're not distracted. Happiness can unite us. When we're happy and we share happiness, we can connect with others without barriers to race, religion, gender, and so on. And when we're happy, we are relaxed and more socially connected. And this can improve your health. In fact, it can be a health intervention. It's simply joyful. So how do you find happiness? Well, you have to be getting the basics right. You need to be exercising. I'm not saying you have to go and run a marathon, but you need to be walking on a regular basis. You need to eat well. Make healthy eating easy for yourself. Cut up an apple for yourself when you're chopping up one for the kids' lunchbox. You need to be getting enough sleep. So turn off your device and make sure you're getting the sleep you need. But in addition, think about what fills you up, what fills your cup, and make sure that you have some of that in your life. So if you want to increase your happiness, there are a few things that you can do. Firstly, reduce the distractions in your life to increase your flow. And yes, that means put down your device. In fact, turn it off if you can, or at least put it on a do not disturb setting. You can increase your connection by interacting with others and making time for your friends and family. And you can increase your playfulness. Look for opportunities to rebel a little. Go and see a movie in the middle of the day. Have ice cream for breakfast. But most importantly, prioritize it. Let's be honest now. You probably have yourself and your happiness at the bottom of your list. It's after your family and after everything else you need to do. I'm suggesting right now you need to prioritize yourself and your happiness. You can't schedule it. You can't put it in the diary, write down, right, 4 p.m. this Saturday, I'm going to be happy. But if you know what makes you happy, schedule time for it. Put in your diary a walk around the park with your kids. A coffee with that friend that makes you laugh. Go to a movie with your partner. Have ice cream for breakfast. You might be hungry soon afterwards, but it'll be fun for a moment. When you're happy, you're more creative, you're more resilient, you're more productive, you're a better partner, and you're a better parent. Your family will thank you for making yourself a priority.